We're talking with Lawrence Brown. His YouTube channel is Lost in the Pond, and he compares British and American culture from a British perspective. Lawrence, if I was moving to England and settling in, right off the bat, I might be frustrated by, where's the healthy food, and why are there all these trashy newspapers everywhere I turn? You know, that kind of thing. What did you have as a frustration as you were realizing, oh man, I gotta live here in the middle of America? What were the frustrations, the challenges?
I think one of the big challenges was and continues to be the healthcare system here. When I mentioned a moment ago that I miss public transit, I also strongly miss the National Health Service in the United Kingdom. It would be incredibly rare for me to walk into a hospital, walk out of that hospital, and then receive a bill down the road that's in the six-figure amount. But that indeed did happen to me about 6 or 7 years ago.
So that's an adjustment. And that's just a sort of the social sensibilities about the United States. Here we have a lot of private kind of fundraisers, and I think things that might be the public wealth are privatized so they can be the private wealth. I always think about that in the United States. You know, there's a lot of people that just want to privatize everything. If something's not already privatized, they feel almost like it's been taken away from them, that nobody can get in there and try to make a profit off of it, whether it's the internet, or it could be freeway systems, or it could be healthcare or education or parklands or you name it, public broadcasting that we're on right now. In England, for instance, public broadcasting is just sort of a given. The BBC is, I would imagine, beloved, and nobody complains about paying for it.
I'm glad you brought up the BBC, actually, because that's the third thing I miss the most. And I often sort of joke that two of the three things I miss the most are both three letters in length, NHS and BBC. The same is actually true of a lot of British expats that move to the United States. I've seen various surveys in which those two things come up. And it's so true. I think of public broadcasting, specifically the BBC in the United Kingdom. And when you look at it, it's so markedly different from the cable output that you will see on television here, largely for the very reason that they don't have to worry so much about, you know, ratings and things like that. So they make programs that people want to see, and with real people. And that's what I grew up on. And that's, again, something I kind of
fundamental.
Miss.
It's kind of fundamental for media. What are you going to be motivated by? You know, amping it up so you get more eyeballs and charge more for your advertising, or actually respecting people's intelligence and bringing compelling programming to the public?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that that's the kind of issue at hand.
We could morph right into a pledge drive right now, but we're not gonna.